This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran says it has broken a stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear accord. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The state-run IRNA news agency quoted Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as making the stockpile announcement. The deal had limited Iran to 300 kilograms of uranium enriched to 3.67%. This represents the first time Iran has broken one of the limits set by the 2015 pact with world powers. The announcement comes as tensions remain high between Iran and the U.S. In recent weeks, the wider Persian Gulf has seen Iran shoot down a U.S. military surveillance drone, mysterious attacks on oil tankers, and Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen launch drones into Saudi Arabia. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Reports from Sudan say at least 11 people were killed Sunday and Monday in the latest mass protests demanding a transition to civilian rule in the country. These were the first demonstrations since a deadly June crackdown on protesters. Solidarity protests have been taking place around the world, including the United States. For VOA, Jason Patinkin followed a demonstration in Chicago.
Wearing blue headscarves and draped in Sudanese flags, nearly 100 people gathered in Chicago, chanting revolutionary slogans to call for civilian rule in their home country of Sudan.
Freedom, freedom for Sudan!
The protest in Chicago was part of a series of rallies taking place around the world in solidarity with Sudan's revolution, which started in December and has demanded that a military government hand power to civilians. Amin El Said, a Sudanese-American student, helped organize the Chicago protest.
We want the world to know that what's happening in Sudan cannot go unnoticed.
With support growing around the world, Sudan's revolution is far from over. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Chicago.
You're listening to VOA News. The International Labor Organization reports rising temperatures and increasing heat stress at work will lead to the loss of 80 million full-time jobs and to global economic losses of $2.4 trillion in 2030. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report says people who work outdoors, mainly in the agricultural and construction sectors, will be most affected by rising temperatures. The chief of the ILO's research department and a main author of the report, Catherine Sage, says Southern Asia and Western Africa are the most seriously affected regions.
Heat stress is concentrated in countries, in regions with a large share of informal employment, extended working poverty, and limited social security coverage.
The ILO urges governments to enact policies to address heat stress risks and protect workers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
As major demonstrations rocked Hong Kong on the 22nd anniversary of its reunification with China, AP correspondent Ken Moritsugu reports the fate of the city executive, Carrie Lam, is still uncertain.
The leader of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, has apologized a couple of times. She gave an address today that was conciliatory, admitted that mistakes have been made and she needs to listen better to the people. But obviously this is not going far enough for the protesters. They're demanding that she resign. And so where exactly this goes next, we'll just have to wait and see.
A group of five heavily armed men Monday carried out a powerful vehicle bomb and killing at least one person and wounding dozens of others. Officials said the ensuing clashes lasted about 9 hours before Afghan security forces killed all the assailants. An interior ministry spokesman said security forces were in the process of clearing the area, and detonating explosives the assailants had brought with them. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for plotting the suicide raid, which came as the Taliban and the United States are engaged in a fresh round of talks in Qatar aimed at finding a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. And the German captain of a migrant rescue ship made her first court appearance in Italy on Monday after defying police orders and causing a collision while trying to dock illegally on the island of Lampedusa. She had a crew, a group of passengers, including 40 rescued Libyan migrants aboard the boat when she collided with the police boat. They'd been waiting more than 2 weeks in international waters, waiting for a European port to allow the migrants to come ashore. A judge will now decide whether the captain should remain in Italian custody. The German government has called for her release. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.